Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Parak Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Nazirus and the laws of Nazirus in the Seif HaFlah, which in this Parak, the Rambam discusses what happens when you have a double Nazirus, and also the laws of someone who violates his Nazirus. So Rambam opens up Halacha Aleph regarding what is the timeline of a Nazirus. So Ho'emer, if someone says, Harini Nazir, I am a Nazir, Harizim Megaleach Teglachas Tahara, so he cuts his hair, the purification of the cutting of the hair, which is by the conclusion of his days of Naziris, Yoim Echad Shleishim, on day 31, because as we explained in the previous parakim, Stam Naziris, a generic Naziris, is for 30 days, and then he cuts his hair after he finishes, which is on day 31. But the Megillah B'yom Shleishim, if he cut his hair on day 30, Yotze has fulfilled his obligation because of the halachic principle known as Miktzas Yom Kukule, part of the day is like the whole thing. It's as if when he does it on day 30, as if halfway through the day was already 30 days was over, and then he did it on like day 31. Now, but Amr, if he says, he didn't just say I'm a Nazir, which is generally for 30 days. He said explicitly, I want to be a Nazir for 30 days, then he could only cut his hair on day 31, because since he specified 30 days, where it would have been without saying the word 30, he's explicitly saying that he definitively wants it to be a full 30 days, and therefore not having Miktzas Yom Kukule. Halacha Beis, Mishum Nazir Shtei Nazirus. If someone takes upon himself two vows of Nazirus, so Megaleches Rishayin B'Yom Echad Shleishim, like we said before, the first one he cuts his hair on day 31, V'Seshni B'Yom Echad B'Shleishim, and the second one on day 61. And the reason for that is because when he cuts his hair on the first time on day 31, the moment he finishes cutting, whatever time during the day, the second one takes effect, as if when anyone generally takes a vow of Nazirus, which it takes effect at that point, that day, even though it's only midday, that's considered as day one. And therefore, comes out on day 60 is when the second Nazirus has finished. And then he does it on day 61, which is day 31 from when the second one had begun. Now, v'megilach es harishayinu yim shleishim, but let's say he went and he cut his hair by the first one on day 30. Megalech es hashniyah yim shishim, then he cuts his hair by the second one by day 60, because that's day 31 from when he started the second Naziris, because he had done it a day early, which works after the fact. Now, v'megilach yom tisha v'chamishim, now if cut his hair by the second time, day 59, yotzi has fulfilled his obligation, shem shleishim oile af le min nazir shnei, because day 30 also works for the counting of the second Naziris. In other words, here it comes out that day 30 is day 59, which again, like we said, after the fact, it's going to be effective, so you have really, you're cutting the corner on both. Day 1 was started, which is always day 1, and then you have day 30, which here, the second time around, from the beginning of the first time, is day 59, which, again, will also work after the fact. Now, Halacha Gimel Rambam continues regarding what happens if there's a double Naziris and they're overlapping. So, let's say someone says, Hareini Nazir, says, I'm a Nazir. And that's for 30 days. The Nazir, Kishri Leben, says, and I will be a Nazir when I have a son. So, he didn't have a son yet. V'hischa Nazir Shalai, he started his Naziris. And then he gives birth to a boy. So he first completes his first Naziris, which he takes a haircut, and he brings all the Karbanos, which he had taken first. And then he'll count the Naziris that he took upon when he's going to give birth to a boy. Now, Amma, but let's say he says the other order. This one he said first Nazir, and then when he'll have a son. Let's say he says, he first says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a boy. And then he says, and I'm going to be Nazir with this and this amount of days. Oh, here, so he first took upon himself the Naziris of the one of his son. But again, he didn't have the son yet. And so he started the other Naziris, the one that he took upon for a certain amount of days. And then he gives birth to a son, and he didn't yet finish his second Naziris, which he started first. So Pesach Nazir Shalai, when he gives birth to the boy, he has to stop counting his Naziris. And he has to count the 30 days of the one that he took upon when he's going to have a son. And then he goes and he supplements the completion of the days that he had counted for his own, which he had started first. And the harishtein can Naziris Echas, and therefore both of them are essentially like one Naziris. Now, lefikach, therefore, since you're considered them as one Naziris, because you started one Naziris, you stopped the middle, you did the first Naziris of the son one, then you're going back to it. So therefore, in Nitma B'Tech Nazir Shabanai, if he becomes Tamei during the Naziris that he takes for his son, which is the one that's in the middle of his two halves of his second Naziris, which he started first, say Sarkol. So that will demolish everything. It'll undo even what he had from counted from his other Naziris. Now, but let's say nitma achar naziris b'nei, but let's say he became tummy after he finished naziris of his son, which was done in the middle. Where kashahiskel hashem naziris, where he already started finishing off his second naziris, which he had started first, then ein nesaisa ilad naziris b'nei, then that's only going to undo until the naziris that he had finished from the one of his son, because he already finished the naziris of his son. He already took a haircut. He's done with that already. So obviously, it's not going to demolish what he already finished, and therefore, it's not going to demolish what he had done beforehand, because if it's not contradicting and undoing what he did before, it's definitely not going to do what he did before, which was the beginning part of his second naziris, which he started first. So it's only going to undo from the second half of his counting of his naziris. Now, b'kama yamim mashlim eshalai. Now, how many days should he complete his nazirus that he had stopped in the middle for the nazirus that he took when he's going to have a boy? So it depends. If there's still left over, because he said, I'm taking nazirus this amount of days. If there's still left over from when his son was born, when he had stopped for his nazirus, to complete the nazirus that he had started first, 30 days or more, so then mind the nazirus b'nai. He'll count the naziris of his son, and then he'll finish off the days that he has still left over from his second naziris, which he started first. But let's say there's left over from naziris less than 30 days. Well, he, let's say, took a naziris of 30 days, and he said, when I'll have a son, and I'll take a naziris a certain amount of days. And he started that one, and he did already 20 days, left with 10 days. So then, then you have to go ahead and count, after he finishes counting the Naziris of his son, which comes in the middle, he has to count 30 days. Why? There's only, let's say, 10 days left. Because you can't have between different haircuts of Naziris less than 30 days, because it's not considered a Gidl Sar, which you have to cut off that hair, less than 30 days. So therefore, you would have to have 30 days. As Ram says, Allah Adal Ketzah Hausso. So let's say someone says, Arini Nazik Shiliben, like we had explained, and Ram is just illustrating over here. So I'm going to Nazir and I'm going to have a son. And Varini Nazir Meyigam, here he says a number. I'm going to be Nazir of 100 days. And Vahishchab Nazir Shalai didn't have a boy yet, so he started his Nazirus. Then in the middle of counting his 100 days, when Noy Leben, he gives birth to a son. So as we said in the previous Allah, he has to stop counting his Nazirus and count the Nazirus of, let's say, the 30 days of the son. So Im Nishir Minam Meyah Shanadur Shalai Shemyoim Oyosur Kishnoy Leben. So if there is still left from the 100-day Nazirus that he had taken second, which he started first, there's still at least 30 more days from when the son is born. So he hasn't lost anything. Shari paisig Nazirus shalai, because like we said, he stops counting his Nazirus, the 100-day one. Umaschal amayin shal b'nai, and he starts counting the one of that from the having birth of his son. Umagaleach, may become a nice, and he cuts his hair, and he brings his karbanos. Umashlam ashleishim ayayisir shanishim Nazirus, umagaleach Nazirusay. And then he completes the 30 days or more that's left over from Nazirus, and then he cuts his hair for that Naziris. Now, the Nishim and Ameya Pachas Mishlein, but let's say left from the 30 days, from the 100 days less than 30, let's say he already counted 80 days, and then his son is born, so he only has 20 days left. So then, Seisra Achivim, so then it undoes up until the 70 days, meaning he's going to have to count 30 days and supplement for the 100, so he already counted 80 days, he has 20 days left. So he's going to, whatever is up until the 70, which here is till 80, or could be until 90, whatever it is, but up until 70, since that's the difference of 30 from 100, you have to have 30. So whatever that is that's missing is what he's going to be losing out. Halacha Kates at Hausso. So Ram illustrates. Like we said, if let's say the son was born on when he was day 80 out of 100. So Mainesh Abanei has to count the Naziris that he had take for his son. And then he completes that days of 30 days and he cuts his hair. Like we said, he has to start counting after the haircut 30 days. So it turns out that what he's losing is the 10 days before the child was born, he's losing out. Because that's the from day 70 till the day the child was born. And you're going to have to count 30 days. So that's the 30 days from 70 to 100. And anything like this, the intent is that he's losing whatever he counted after day 70, whatever amount that is, that's he's losing because you're going to have to count 30 days anyway. So if it was subsumed in that, so great, you're not losing. But here, you're losing. Let's say someone says, Hareini nazir la'achar esem yoyim. Other computations of overlap. If someone says, I'm a nazir after 20 days. Okay, but then he subsequently says, Hareini nazir me'ata me'yem. I'm a nazir from now for a period of 100 days. It turns out he has two naziris. One of 100 days, which starts from now. The second one, which is for 30 days, which only starts after 20 days. So, Moina Esrim Yayim. So, he counts a 20-day period for the 100-day Naziris. Upaitzik, then he has to stop, not cut his hair. because that's only after 30 days. Maslim Nishlajim, he has to start counting the 30-day ones. Shehiya Nazirus Shanod al Acher Asim, that was the first Nazirus he took, that he said should take effect after 20 days. The Acher Shleishim, and then after the 30 days of that 20-day, meaning of that post-dated 20-day Nazirus, that he's going to take a Nazirus. So after that Nazirus, which is after 30 days, Megaleich Teklachas Torah, so he cuts his hair, the purification, cutting of the hair. Or maybe Karbonizer brings his Karbonas. And then he counts 80 days, similar to the previous halacha, to supplement the 100 days that he had taken last as a neder, Megaleich, maybe Karbonizer, and then he cuts his hair and he brings his Karbonas. So that's okay, because you're going to have at least a 30-day difference between the two. You still have 80 days left. So you count 20, stop, do a 30-day Nazirus, and then finish off the remaining 80 days. Halacha Zayin. Let's say he says, Arini Nazal Achas Miyam. Same as the beginning of the previous halacha. I'm going to be a Nazir after 20 days. And Arini Nazir Ma'ata. And I want to be a Nazir from now. Which is similar to the previous halacha, but before it was 100-day. Here it's just going to be a Nazir from now. So here, Ma'inish Leishim Yayim. He counts 30 days from now. U'magaleich Teglachas Tahara. And he cuts his hair, a purification cutting. And then he counts another 30-day. That's the one that was supposed to be after 20 days. Which, wait a second, why is this different than the previous halacha? Previous halacha, we said, you took, same thing, it should take effect after 20 days, and then Nazirus from now on 100 days. This sounds like the same idea. Nazirus after 20 days, and Nazirus that starts right now, which is a 30-day one. It says, Ram, no, if you're going to say Moina Estun, that you should count 20 days. You stop, count 30 days, which, because that's the first one he took, that should be after 20 days, Umagalech and cut his hair. Then Nishrim and Nazir Shehischa Basar Yem Blavan. The problem is that means to say the one that he started before that, you only left with 10 days, because it's not a 100-day one, it's only a 30-day one. And then the Imben Teglachas Tarla Teglachas Tarla Oilim Pachas Meshleishim. And we know you can't have less than each haircut, less than 30 days to have what's considered a significant amount of hair. And because of that, they didn't require you to stop if you're going to have any ways of fine. That's the most effective way, according to the words that you said. But since here you're going to be left for 10, we let you finish it off, and then the post-20-day one will actually be post-30 days, and then you do that one. Halacha ches. Let's say he says, Harini Nazal Ach Esmiyam. Again, the same idea. I'm going to be Nazal after 20 days. But then he says, Harini Nazal Oilam Mi'ata. So first case we had, I want to be now a 100-day one. Second case we said, I want to be now a regular one, which is a 30-day one. And now he says, in this case, I want to be an eternal Nazir from now. Now, a Nazir Oilam, as Ram had said in the previous parak, he doesn't cut his hair after 30 days. He only lightens his load of hair every 12 months if it's too heavy. So it comes out, the truth is, he can't do his Nazirus after 20 days, which was the first one he took. Because now that he's becoming Nazir Oilam from now, he can never cut his hair because of a Nazirus Oilam. So, Loichalol of Nazirus Shanada Birshaina. So the first Nazirus that he had taken the vow first will never take effect. Because the moment that the second Nazirus preempts, which goes first, which becomes a Nazir Oilam right now, he can never go ahead and have the first Nazirus because that would require cutting his hair. And since he's a Nazir Oilam right now, he can never cut his hair. Halacha Tez, V'chein Imam Sotabi says, I want to be a Nazir Shimshin after 20 days. Now, a Nazir Shimshin never cuts his hair. Doesn't drink wine. He's allowed to become Tamil Mason, but he's never allowed to cut his hair. V'chazvam, and then he says, I want to be a Nazir from right now, which a regular Nazir is 30 days. So he's not going to cut his hair for this Nazirus that he had taken second, which he's starting right now, because the problem is, after 20 days, then in the middle of that second Nazirus, which is happening first, the Nazirus Shimshon takes effect, and the Nazirus Shimshon cannot cut the hair. So you're never going to be able to cut the hair for that first Nazirus, which he had taken second. Halacha Yud, Rambam continues regarding if a Nazirus is stipulated on a concealed day, as Ram explains. Misham, let's say someone says, Hare ani nazir yemecha lefnei misasi. I'm going to be a nazir one day before I die is when I'm going to become a nazir. So Hare is asa lishtes yayin, l'tam l'gelegeich l'oilam. So he's not allowed to drink wine, become tummy, cut his hair forever because he might die tomorrow. Comes out that he's a nazir today and he has all the halachas of Nazirus on him. So because of that doubt, he can never go ahead and have this halacha of all the stringencies of Nazirus. Halacha Yiraf. Let's say someone says, I'm going to be Nazir on the day that Mashiach, the son of David, comes. So, Imbachal Nazir, if he took the vow during the weekday, Harizah Salayim, so he's forbidden forever because Mashiach is going to come today. Now, but when Shabbos Rebbe Yomtiv, no, they took the neder on Shabbos or Yomtiv, so Oisir Shabbos Oisir Yomtiv Mutter. That Shabbos or that Yomtiv is going to be permitted. But Mekam Eilech Asolim, from that day on, meaning from the weekday and onwards, he's going to be forbidden forever, even if there's a subsequent Shabbos and Yomtiv. Now, the reason why that Shabbos Yomtiv is permitted is Shadav Asavir, because there's a doubt. If Yovi B'Shabbos, Oy B'Yomtiv, Oy Lo Yovi, if Mashiach is going to come on Shabbos Yomtiv, or he's not going to come. The doubt is because there's halacha, one's not going to go out of the Tchum, which Mashiach has kept that halacha, but there's a doubt if there's Isab Tchumen above 10 Tvachim, which is coming from Shemayim, is there halacha of Tchumen or not? So, V'hoyobu Safik B'Yem Shanada, since it is a doubt on the day that he took the Neder, on Shabbos or Yomtiv, so the Nazir is not going to take effect. Because a doubt regarding Naziris, we go leniently. But from that day onward, Chalal of Naziris, Naziris takes effect, because then Mashiach might come that day, so then it becomes forbidden. And Shabbos Abba, she's Safik, the coming Shabbos, which is again back a doubt if he's going to come, it's not going to remove, the Naziris already took effect, meaning he's forbidden now for every day because Mashiach might come today. Now, although the subsequent Shabbos, he might not come back again, but you already have that prohibition of the halacha of Naziris, and once it took effect, it's not going to be removed, and therefore, he's already forbidden even on the subsequent Shabbos of Yom. Halacha Beis, Ram continues regarding the Nazir, that when he finishes his days of Naziris, regarding his halachic status, is Nazir Shashalma Yimei Nazirusai. Nazir that finished his days of Naziris, but he didn't yet cut the hair cutting when he purifies himself, which actually means he didn't bring his karbanis yet, which that's integral for him to be able to cut his hair, because actually if he brought his karbanis, he didn't cut his hair, the Rambam is going to explain in Perek Ches that actually the hair cutting itself is actually not ma'akib. But we're talking about that he didn't finish yet by bringing his karbanis, so hariza asa legalech, he says, now I cut his hair, but it's just yayin, to drink wine, let's have on the mason, to come to impure to dead people, like he was up until now, and b'chol dikduk in Naziris alav, and he has all the precision of the halachas of Naziris on him, because he's not done, even though he finished in days, but he didn't do his purification process. And when megilach, when he cuts his hair, or he drinks wine, it becomes tummy, so like he's going to get lashes. Now, halachid gimel d'ram continues, what happens if someone makes a mistake regarding understanding the Naziris as a neder? Misha nadu benazir. Someone takes a vow of Naziris. The dimish in the neder, and he imagines, he thinks that it's not a vow. So b'hayinoyik heter benidre. So he was treating his vow as if it was permitted. But shasiyani was drinking wine. Ula achas man shalach chacham. At a later time, he asks a sage v'yroshu neder. He tells him that it was a vow. V'shu chayv benaziris, and he's obligated in the laws of Naziris. So reason mind the mishosh nadu. He could count from the moment he had taken the neder, although he was violating, he didn't know, but ultimately he was a Nazir. In those days, he could count those days towards his Naziris. But when they were safe from rabbinic law, she'inik isr kayam shenog b'am heter. He should treat now future days prohibited according to the amount, correlating to the amount that he treated permitted that he didn't know. He should go ahead and now make that up. Halachi dal ketzer haso. So let's say someone took a vow of Naziris for 30 days. V'nog heter b'nidra sayam, for a period of 10 days, he treated it like it was permitted. He didn't know. But for a period of 20 days, he treated it as prohibited. So, and after 30 days, he asked the sage of Asala, and he says, it's forbidden. So he should count another 10 days, from the day that he asked, correlating to the 10 days that he had treated as it was permitted. Now, if during these make-up 10 days, he drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, or he becomes tummy, so we give him rabbinic lashes. Again, it's not biblically prohibited, because biblically he's already done, but rabbinically, that we obligate him to keep these laws. If he violates it, we give him the rabbinic lashes. When did we say this halacha, that we give him the isser of the amount of days that he had done heter up until now? It's by a small quantity of Naziris, a small, like a 30-day Naziris. Of Naziris Meruba, but by a long Naziris. So then, then it's enough just to make up a 30-day of Naziris. Because Afa Pisha Afa, Naziris Meruba Kol Yamav, even though he had violated a long period of Naziris all his days, we don't require, from this rabbinic law of makeup, more than the amount of the generic 30-day amount of Naziris. And then Meloinog Isabasman, if he didn't treat himself as prohibited to make up, in the skok in the cloud, then we don't pay attention to him, we don't even listen to him to try to undo his neder because he's not keeping to this rabbinic law of the makeup. Now, halacha design, kol bezdin sheniskok in lazeh, or kayoitzibay, and any court that does pay attention to such a person, and they do address him, or similar type of people, Umidin la elu shemizalzim in the darm, and also if they notify these people that are disgraceful regarding vows, sheinchem neter. Don't worry, it's not biblically obligated. Or they try to show them a lenient way. Or they try to find an opening for them. That very simple court, we excommunicate them because of the illegitimacy of trying to justify a person who's disgraceful regarding the laws of Nadarim and Naziris. Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam concludes regarding the date of when the husband is allowed to go out and nullify the Naziris of his wife. So Isha Shenadjib in Naziris, if the woman takes a vow of Naziris, to show me in Naziris, and she already finished her days of Naziris. She brought her karbanis already. And she already slaughtered one of the three animals that she brings, that a person brings when they finish Naziris. And the blood was already sprayed on the Mizbeach. And then her husband heard about it. So although she didn't yet cut her hair, in the Yachla Hafer, he cannot nullify anymore this Nedar of Naziris, because once the blood was thrown, she could already drink the wine, and there's no more Inu Nefesh, which is his whole excuse that she's afflicting herself to be able to nullify the vow. But from Kaidim Zrika, but if it's before the blood was thrown, then Hariz Yafa, then they could still nullify it, because again, she's still prohibited now. So although in the moment she's not going to be, but it's still within his purview of going and nullifying it. Now, but then when we say this, that the husband cannot nullify after the blood of the Karm was already thrown, is Pitaglachas Tahara. If she's cutting her hair now for the purification procedures, which she's done, Pitaglachas Tumah, but if she's doing the purification from a state of Tumah, and she's already, even through the blood of the carbon, Yafik can still nullify the vow of the Naziris, and thus she doesn't have to bring the other carbonas. Because Afa Bisha Karbar Karbonas Shal Tiklachas Tumah, though she already brought the carbonas of the cutting of the hair of the Tumah, but she still has to go count now after she becomes tummy. She starts all over again. And she has to count now another Naziris after she became tummy. Well, so the husband could say, I don't want a disgraced woman where she's afflicted and she cannot drink wine. And therefore the husband could still go ahead, even after the karbanos were brought, and nullify her vow.